What some have called the financial tsunami has barely brushed the Middle East. The region has so far seemed to escape the financial crisis plaguing the rest of the world. The world's Aaron Schachter reports from Beirut.
It's not that people in this region don't have economic complaints. Quite the contrary. Salaries are for the most part pitiful, and food and fuel prices are soaring like everywhere else. But as far as the U.S.'s credit and banking crisis is concerned, at least from a Lebanese perspective, it might as well be happening on Mars.
Lebanon is almost totally unaffected by what is going on for one very simple reason.
Shadi Karam is the former head of BLC Bank in Beirut, one of Lebanon's top financial institutions. He says rebuilding a country, as Lebanon has had to do over the past 20 years, costs a lot of money. Most of that money is borrowed, and that's good for local banks.
Banks in Lebanon were provided with better investment opportunities in Lebanon, higher returns through treasury bonds, for instance, and through other possibilities. Instead of sending their money to be invested in Mickey Mouse products that your Lehman's, Goldman's, and Merrill Lynch's have produced in the past 10, 15 years or so.
Then there's the fact that Lebanese banks are known for the kind of due diligence that has been lacking at U.S. banks for years. Maher Mezher works at First National Bank and is a lecturer with the Association of Banks in Lebanon.
We go ask about you first, where you are working, your credit history, if you've taken other loans, and if you are paying them on time. Where do you live? If you're going out with more than one lady, because if you're going out with two or three ladies, you need to spend on them. If you play poker, I mean you have to spend more money. We are too conservative. That's why we don't have a lot of problems.
And that's just for a credit card or personal loan. If an investor wants to borrow for a real estate project, even with the booming market here, he's got to provide collateral worth twice the amount he's asking for. Philip Zreib is an economics professor at the American University Beirut. He says regardless of a borrower's finances, making or taking bad loans in the Middle East is taboo, unlike in the West.
You plan it. You default. You calculate the default. You plan the penalty, and it's still to your advantage in America. Here, banking is a social way of life in a way that investment and loans occur based on who your father was, what kind of house you grew up in, what is the reputation of your family. There is a built-in moral mechanism that is family pressure, and banks use that.
But people here worry that the Arab world as a whole isn't doing as well. Analysts point out that the transparency inherent in Western banking is lacking in the Middle East, so it's too early to tell if the global tsunami has passed the region by. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.